front of you, I photocopied the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva. Some of you, it's a big page. So in life, you could say there's chance, and you could say there's hashkacha pratit. So I'm of the school that in Mikra El Arak Me'Hashem, there's a reason for everything. So for years, when I try to photocopy for guys, many times you get a normal size page, then many times you get a very big page. So the question is, what's the vart? What's pshat? Pshat is always what I tell the guys, is in, when you come to Yeshivat HaKotel, you're in my shir, you always have to learn to start thinking big. You can't just think katan. You have to think big about, you have to have high, big dreams. You have to think of yourself and to continue developing. So that's the reason. Also could help if you want to take notes on the other side. You know, there are other good, they're all nice words. Bottom line is, you have a big piece of paper. So we're going to start today with the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva. And we said, hopefully for the next time we do this, we'll also do Orot HaTshuva. Also, we're going to mix in. Yes, please. We're going to mix in the messages. The whole concept of what we're doing now, we're in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, you should know, I think I may have mentioned this before, that the Targum Unkelus by the Meraglim says that the word Elul is not only Anili Dodi V'Dodi Li, but it's from the word Shlach L'chan Hashiv V'yaturu et Eretz Kenan. It doesn't say L'ragel, to spy. It says V'yaturu, which in English many of you would say a scout. Okay? You're searching. You're in a searching mission. And the Targum Unkelus says that V'yaturu is Ya'alala, from the word Elul. Elul is a time of searching. And we're going to focus on today the classical piece, some of the classical pieces of the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva. But I will already raise the question for you. Not only is it a mitzvah, that we'll see also, but is tshuva supposed to be a very heavy process? It's supposed to be that I'm serious and I'm not smiling and it's because of my failures? Or is it something that's much more upbeat? And that in itself we're going to see is a philosophical debate. Because when we read the Rambam and the Shari Tshuva, it sounds like that if you want to call it a mitzvah, it's even a bidyevid. What do I mean it's a bidyevid? You shouldn't have this concept of tshuva. Rather, you shouldn't have sinned. But once you sinned, then there's this concept called tshuva, and we're going to talk about vidui also. Okay, it sounds like it's bidyevid, like we have a concept of somebody getting divorced. Right? We have a whole mitzvah, this week's parsha's kitetze, of if, lo aleinu, if a person gets divorced. Now, it's an important, necessary institution, you know, that people shouldn't be abusing each other, and if people aren't treating each other well. But it's not one of these things we say in the Chachil, the Gemara at the end of Gittin talks about how the Mizbeach is crying when people get divorced. It's not something that's encouraged. Okay, as much as we see in the modern world that divorce rampant is rate, you know, the rate is very rampant of how many people get divorced, but that's not something we have l'chalchila. So, when we're going to learn about Hilchos Teshuva, that's one of the things we have to think about. We have to think about, is it a l'chalchila or b'di'evit? And when we learn the Rambam, and definitely the Shari Tshuva, part of it, we will see that it seems to be a l'chalchila, excuse me, a b'di'evit. If you read it inside, as in front of you, you have what's called the Koteret, which is his introduction, which is what we're going to focus on today, and also the halacha inside. And the Rambam, we know, is very, very exact when he has in his Yad HaChazaka. And here, he seems to be very verbose. He says, Hilchot Teshuva, in the Koteret on top, Mitzvat asei achat, v'hi shiyashuv hachotei mechet'o lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh u'biur mitzvah zo v'ikarim hanigrarim ima biglala b'prakim elu. First let me even tell you the end part of what he says. He says we're going to explain this mitzvah and fundamental axioms, religious tenets that are dragged because of this concept of tshuva is explained in these prakim. There are 10 prakim. There's a minhag to learn Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, one perek each day in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Within these tenets, you're going to talk about Bechira Chofshit. It's smack in the middle of Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The concept of Schar and Onesh, that's later on in Perek Tet. Okay, and in Perek Yud, he talks about how to love God. How to love God, which is also very interesting, and it's going to be part of the questions, because the Rambam has another category called Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, where he tells us also how to love God. And the question we're going to learn when we're going to come back to it is, why does he need two different places to tell us how to love God? But that's the end of it, and just wanted to tell you maybe a certain michlol, a certain general structure. He's got 10 parakim. But the first part, he says, mitzvah say, I'm going to read one more time, and then we're going to read the body, and then people hopefully, like Kedar Kibakodesh, I hope you ask some questions, because there's a lot of questions to be asked. We're going to answer some of them today, and hopefully continue moving on. In Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph, he says, kol mitzvot shebetorah, bein asay, bein lo tasay, im avar adam alachat mehen, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, kishiyaseh tshuva, v'yashuv mechet'o, chayav lihitvadot lifnei ha'el baruch hu. All the mitzvot of the Torah, whether it's you're transgressing a positive commandment or a negative commandment, if man transgresses one of them, whether it's on purpose or by accident, zadon or shkaga, when a person will do tshuva and will return from his sin, he has to confess in front of God. Shenemar, he quotes a pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Isha Isha, ki asu mikol chatot adam lim ol baal ma'al ba'ashem, v'ashema nefesh ahi v'hitvadu et chatatam asher asu. This is vidui. And this vidui is a mitzvah asay, and now he describes, talking about the vidui, and we'll continue moving ahead from there. I want to focus on both the introduction and the beginning of the section here. Let's start from the beginning again, from the introduction. Mitzvah tase achat. If everyone will read the introduction and what I just read together with me, and tell me, is there contradictions? What is the mitzvah? What's extra? Okay, let's try it again. Mitzvah tase achat. V'hi shiyashuv achote mechet'o lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh. Okay. So, what do we see in this introduction? What is the mitzvah? What do you say, Mr. Summer?
Shiyashuv achote mechet'o.
Okay, so he adds in how many verbs are there in the introduction?
Two.
Two. Which two?
To do
teshuvah and to do vidui. Sounds like you have to do both. Okay, and that's what we're going to get to. That's going to be one element of it, as opposed to, we're going to see within the Rambam, what did he say you're chayav to do in the body of the Rambam? What does he say you have to do? Vidui. Chayav lihitvadot. Okay, this is going to be next week's shir, because it says, does it say chayav la'asot tshuva? He doesn't say that. What's his language? Oh, we'll see. That's what we're going to see. Is that true? Or is tshuva part of vidui? Meaning the Rambam in his introduction brings down two verbs. You have to be lashuv, and you also have to be lihitvadot. In the Rambam in the body, what does he say? Does he say chayav lasot tshuva, chayav lashuv? He doesn't say that. What does he say? Chayav lihitvadot. What verb does he? What's his expression when he's talking about tshuva in the Rambam Perek Aleph? Kesheyaaseh tshuva. What does it mean? Kesheyaaseh. When you do tshuva. Okay. So we will see. We're going to get back to this. This is not my focus today. This will be the beginning of next week's time when we discuss this. This, the Minchas Chinuch is medayek from this language of the Rambam. It doesn't say chayav la'asot tshuva. It says, almost in the language of, if you decide to do tshuva, this is what you must do. You're chayav litvadot. But the tshuva part, that may not be a mitzvah. You're not really chayav to do it. Which again, philosophically, we're going to figure out what that means. Okay? But I want to take a step back. Okay? Let's go and look at the introduction. Okay, so that is a introduction, what I just said, for next week's year. Is it a mitzvah of tshuva? Is the mitzvah of vidui? What's the relationship between the two? That we're going to talk about. Okay? Okay, that's a major machloket. We're going to give three different approaches. Number one is the Minchas Chinuch. Number two is what Rav Soloveitchik says. And number three is what Rav Rosenzweig, or Rosh Yeshiva NYU. Three approaches, how to understand what the mitzvah is. That's next week, Mr. Marks. Now today, everyone look at the intro. In the intro, mitzvah aseh achati, v'hi yashuv achotei mechet'o lifnei Hashem v'yitfadeh. What is extra here in this formulation? What's extra? Is there anything extra? What? Mechet'o. Why is that extra?
Because you're already saying that if someone who is godless and you're saying that they're returning, so what else are they returning, but they're returning from?
What else are they returning from? Says Mr. Marx. The word chet'o is superfluous. Good? Could be. What else? We're going to get back to it. What else could be?
She asked a tshuva that's superfluous.
Why?
Because...
Which one? Who's
she?
No, we're in the introduction tonight.
Oh.
We're doing the introduction right now. What else could be superfluous? Yeah. Which one?
The word.
Well, mitzvah say achat. Well, he's telling us that there is one mitzvah as opposed to five or seven. Ah, so that's going
to
be the question. So what he's saying is, don't think what you're saying now is that it's two separate mitzvah. Right? Maybe that achat is dafka telling me, right, Mr. Kalam, that it's one mitzvah. Right? Don't think it's two mitzvah. Okay, good. What else? Yeah, Mr. Sachs, give me a second. He spoke. Yeah, what? V'yitvadeh, why is that extra? Right, so the question is, you're assuming that yeshuv achotei mecheto in Christian theology, that's confession. But for us, it's two separate things. With me? Yeshuv achotei mecheto.
Maybe it's just implied by yeshuv.
What is the v'yitvadeh?
Like Daniel was saying, if yashuv is teshuvah and vidui is part of that, then it's implied by yashuv.
So he davka goes out of his way to say, as I said, two verbs, that tshuva and vidui. And the question is, what's the relationship between them? That we're gonna define much more clearly at the beginning of next Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock sharp. Okay, please God, three approaches. But today I want to see what else is superfluous. Yeah, Mr. Marks.
Lifnei Hashem.
For who? Would there be anything wrong to say who sheyashuv achotei mechet'o v'yitvadeh? Who else am I doing it in front of?
Clearly.
Right? Clearly, right? That's it. And not only does he say that in the intro, but he also says it in the body also. Right? That you have to do it lifnei Hashem. What's going on? What else? Yeah, Mr. Dov.
Oh, well, it seems like the whole second line is superfluous. You know, this was that.
Right, I'm focusing on the first line.
I'm sorry.
I said the second line, which is important, is just telling us that there is tremendous power of the religious tenets that are explained in here, whether it's Bechira Chofshit or Schar Va'onesh, which in and of itself is a question why it's in Hilchot Tshuva and not other places. Okay? I'm going to do the first line now. What else could be superfluous? Bir Mitzvah Zu. Let's say I would have said this. V'hi she'yashuv mechet'o lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh. Would anybody have sneezed? Is there anything wrong with that sentence? For who she yashuv mechet'o lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh. Nothing wrong with that. Okay? Mr. Marx had said, it should have said, v'hu she yashuv achotei lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh. Meaning, this whole first sentence, there's tremendous chidushim what the Rambam's telling us. Okay? What is the first thing he's telling us? V'hu she yashuv, we're going to have to figure out what the word tshuva is. But that is, what is it? Hachotei, the sinner. Why is it important the Rambam tells us that? It should have said v'hu she yashuv mecheto, from his sin. Why is it important that he says v'hu she yashuv hachotei?
Well, otherwise it's ambiguous.
What?
Otherwise it's ambiguous.
Why is it ambiguous?
Well, the Rambam just writes in the words implied.
It's not implied. I'm doing tshuva for my sin.
I'm saying it would be if there was she yashuv mecheto.
Well, I'm asking why that's why is that ambiguous?
Well, I mean, no, it wouldn't be well written. Just wrote, you know,
the positive commandment is one, let's say, it's a bad word, repents from his sin. That's a problem. Think about it.
I just think it's more ambiguous that way.
I want to know what
I think it sounds better, it's more eloquent when you say.
Okay, but we're here, this is not poetry. You with me? This is not poetry.
No, but it still has to be well written.
Okay, so I'm claiming that it's well written. And I want to know what is the chiddush of that word. And you'll tell me if you think That is just nice drash, or I think there's a certain very important element to it. Yeah, what do you say, Mr. Noam?
Maybe perhaps that applies to everyone by saying that.
No, I'm asking why does it say the word hachote? Okay, you're saying the sinner applies, it somehow applies to everybody. Don't see it as much, but I kind of hear what you're saying. Yeah, Wesh, what do you say?
It shows that the person doing teshuva has the knowledge that he is a sinner, not that he is a teshuva, just the previously acting teshuva on himself as a person, not just the one acting.
Anybody hear what he just said? Okay, so I think it's a pretty deep thought. Say it one more time. For who she yeshuva harchote? That what? On a certain level, when you say the word, good, I'm going to go back on that. Other thoughts? Because that's very good. I'm going to expand on that also. Yeah, what do you say, Colin?
I think it goes back to what you were saying before, that the Rambam feels that Shuvah is something that's been the other thing. I think it's a sinner has to do this, but it's the way that he serves, it's like it's the other. It's like if you don't sin, you don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What else? So v'yashuv hachote, says Mr. Wesh. DG, what do you want to say?
I was just to take what you were saying a little further, that like the Rambam talks about it, that it's not just changing what you did, but it's changing who you were. But this idea of tshuva is something that embodies your entire, the entirety of your being, what you're going to be. So by saying hachote, it's showing that it's you as a person, not just your previous actions. Because if you only change your actions and not who you are, then you're just going to get, then you're just going to go back and do it again. So mm-hmm. If you really want to be teshuva, you really want, and that's why teshuva can only be done with vidui. If you actually feel bad about it, if you actually do it, the only way you'll come to teshuva is if you view yourself as a chotah. Mm-hmm.
So to take what everyone has said so far, the concept of not just viewing your actions, and this within modern psychology is actually very risky. Okay? Because if you take it to the extreme, which is not, I'm definitely not assuming to take it to the extreme, to say, okay, I am, right, you think about the 12-step program, I am an alcoholic, right? Now again, so if you take it to the extreme, I am a sinner, right, that's again, Christian theology, I am damned, I am a sinner, no, that's not what we believe. But part of the process is to recognize and acknowledge that, yes, not only did I did a couple, because what happens, a lot of times in the tshuva process, what do? It's called rationalize. We rationalize. You know, the reason why I watch what I watch is because X, Y, and Z, or Z, right? The reason why I wasn't that way, it's because of my parents, it was because of my dog, it was because of my friends, every other excuse in the book. And one of the things of tshuva is to recognize, not in one instance, I am a sinner. I acknowledge that I've done those things. It's not only those things, but I've realized that. To the point that in itself, and that's where, again, when you say I'm an alcoholic, so then you're saying, you know what, I need to check, there's something wrong. Again, I'm not saying to anybody to walk out and say, okay, I got to start saying and saying 50 times, I'm a sinner. Nobody's saying that. But there is an embodiment of not just blaming the next person, but it's being able to say, you know what, I did do that wrong, and looking in the mirror to be able to make that catharsis and that change. That would be one to bring what both Wesh and DG said. For who she yashuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem. Why is it mecheto? Mecheto should say v'hu she yashuv hachote. If you say the word at all, so just say v'hu she yashuv hachote mechet. Why dafke his sin? Again, and we think that the word itself is superfluous. Just say v'hu she yashuv hachote lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh. The answer to that, Mr. Levy,
maybe
that you might think.
Each head if you just said hachote, you could do a general teshuvah. The mechato maybe implies that it has to be specific to each action.
Good. That's one answer. One answer is they're just not like, God, please forgive me, you know, let's eat. You know, that's not how we roll. Good. So each chet in of itself is sufficient. To the point that the chidush here, one of the chidushim is that what? That he says, it's not only when you did it b'mezid. It's even b'shogeg. Even b'shogeg. Okay, which we're going to get back to in a second. What's another answer, Mr. Kupchik? Okay, which very much connects to the pshat we just said, right? That we just said that it has to say hachote, and it's michet o to what? To take responsibility. That in itself is telling me, oh, it's my sin, not my siblings, not society, not ESPN, not this, not the History Channel, not National Geographic, you know, not Oprah Winfrey, not President Obama. It's me. And you could do all the other talk show hosts, Dr. Laura. You know, it's me. Okay. What else? Two beautiful answers so far. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Marks.
I know the problem a lot. I'm trying to differentiate between unity and Christianity. You're saying Christians are like, oh, I'm a sinner, and this is specifically to say no. It's not just that you're a sinner that you're automatically responsible for all sins, for original sin. Whatever, it's only things that you actually did. It's
good. 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 It's dafka. You want to say that it's the answering. It's not that okay. That you have to. It's your sins as opposed to your forefathers' sins, or that I'm not the original sin. Good. I hear. Beautiful. Yeah, DG.
It also fits the idea that we say with Hashem. It could be that we admit that it's at least the Fitne Hashem who's a Rav Mechanan.
Well, we'll get back to the Fnei Hashem in a second. Michet O. Two interpretations, I want to give a third one right now also. The two interpretations we said is that it's not enough to just say a general, okay, I'm ready to come back to you, but it's specifically, it's acknowledging each and every sin as something that's significant, which the truth is, I didn't mean to cut you off, DG, there will be a connection definitely to the Fnei Hashem in a second. Okay, maybe what you're going to say, I'm going to add something also. So that's what Mr. Levy said, and I emphasized that the Rambam says not only in Mezid, but also in Shogeg. Number two, Mr. Kupchik said it works very well when you understand that it's a Gavra. And within that Gavra, the way to do it is that you have to take responsibility with your sin. And you're taking it upon yourself. You should know when I gave this share last year, Elon Chair said the exact same shot. Okay, that it's taking responsibility for my sin. It's so much easier to blame other people and not take responsibility for my sin. I think a third interpretation is that everybody knows their own sin. That a lot of times we want to go hear a Musar Shmuz, and that's the way that we're going to start knowing to do the right thing. But the truth is, it's important to hear the Musar Shmuz. It's important to go and put yourself in inspiring speeches, shiurim, the right environment, 100%. But who knows you the best? Who knows what your specific, how you roll, as they say? It's your sin. It's not my sin. It's your sin because you know what made you to do it. If you don't know, you better go figure out why you decided to do that. It could be we both were over Lashon Hara, but my Lashon Hara chet is very different than your Lashon Hara chet, because we have different circumstances, we have different great uncles that are gossipers, who knows what? And each person's got to figure out within their chet, within who they are, how to understand the difficulty or the complex nature of that chet within themselves. And that's the Lifnei Hashem. What's the Lifnei Hashem? That he says, Chayav Liyitvadod Lifnei Hashem. What? Duh. Truth is, you'll read it inside, I didn't photocopy it for you. But later on, the Rambam describes about the breach of the relationship, of how what happens when we sin. The Rambam, says very strong language. Let me find the actual quote. Very strong language that says, yesterday, talks about how far you are away from Hashem, that you are sanoi b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How great is tshuva? Emesh, last night, yesterday. Hayazem muvdal, listen to his language. As a result of the chet, from the word havdalah, you're separated from Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Sheneemar avonoteichem hayu mavdinim b'neichem l'bin elokeichem. So eight ve'enon and eight. You daven and you're not answered. Sheneemar gam ki tarbut tefilah eini shomea. Well, said mitzvot v'torfot tam mitfanav. You do mitzvot and he rips it in front of your face. Shneemar, he quotes from the Navi, mi bikesh zot yetchem ramos chatzirai. Mi gam bachem bizkor de latarim, etc., etc. But the hayom hu mudbak b'shchina. As a result of doing tshuva, atem advekim ba'ashem otechem, etc. Which means, what is the idea of Hashem? He describes very clearly. As a result of the chet, what happens? We become, it's called distance. We become separated. Chet, every chet in Hebrew, word chet, chet, tet, aleph, is milashon hachta'a. Which means what? You miss the target. But it's much more than just missing a target. Miss the target, big deal. But here, what the Rambam is saying is what happens? From every chet, it causes a real breach in the relationship. There's a real distance. And many times we're not sensitive to it. We become dulled to our distance. And part of tshuva is what? Making sure, number one, that you're doing it not just stam, but it's dafka, the whole totsa'ah. It's not just the kavanah, but the totsa'ah, the result is that you're coming back with fnei Hashem. Okay? This is the introduction for today, hopefully, of being able slowly but surely understand what we're doing within the tshuva process. Being able to be, to man up, if you will. To understand, yes, I'm a chote. Yes, at certain levels I'm a tzaddik. You know, I'm able in certain ways, I'm a mamash tzaddik. Sure, there are certain ways I'm a tzaddik. There are certain ways I'm a beinoni. Right? I'm just going back to the modern psychology part. If you're able to really see that, and own up to that, and this part I'm a chote. I've been speaking in tefillah. I show up to tefillah if I show up to tefillah on a Sunday, on a Friday morning. Oh, right. Okay, I'm going to focus in on that. I'm going to take one thing that I'm realize that I'm not. I'm a chote there, and therefore I'm going to work on that. And it could be the connection to micheto, to look at the different chataim and look at it and take responsibility for yourself, not to blame others. To know within yourself, and then within that, that's when you're able to get back to Lifnei Hashem. Please God, we'll continue with this next week.